செங்கல் சூழலில் வந்து கஷ்டமாக தான் இருக்குது, ரொம்ப கஷ்டம்.
It's difficult in the brick kilns. We get up around midnight, start work, and finish at about 8:30 a.m. Only molding.
Then in the morning, we feel woozy, dizzy. We can't bear it. If we are sick one day and treated, the very next day we have to work.
For thousands of people in India's Tamil Nadu state, molding bricks in the hot sun is the only work they know. Modern mechanized methods of farming mean less work is done by hand, and that means there are fewer jobs available for farm workers and their families. The unemployed are offered cash advances to come and work in the region's brick kilns. Whole families pack their belongings, lock up their houses, and migrate en masse to the brick factories. But when the workers don't earn enough to pay back the advance, they fall into debt bondage, maybe just for the season, sometimes for longer. To change that, the International Labour Organization, or the ILO, worked with the region's employers, government, and trade unions together to make the relationship between workers and employers more formal, spelling out better terms for work and living conditions. Dr. T. Prabhakara Rao from Tamil Nadu's Department of Labour and Employment says the employers are happy with this new relationship.
There has been a tremendous response from the employers. In fact, all over the state, the brick kiln owners and all, they have come forward that why don't you replicate the same arrangements in other parts also. Now we are slowly trying to expand this arrangement to all parts and regions of the state.
On the job site, the men and women workers are enrolled in programs to provide financial assistance in case of accident or death, maternity protection, and pensions. These are benefits they would not have received before. Mr. Laxman, a labor inspector, says it is important to educate them.
Since because they are all illiterate people, they may not know where to go and how to get these benefits. So it is for us to enlighten them, to reach them.
The workers have also learned the value of putting money aside to pay off their debts, make savings, and support their families.
Since you gave us these boxes, we are saving. Otherwise, we wouldn't. Money saved in these boxes will not be spent in unwanted ways. We will deposit it in the bank. We will use it only for our family's development and children's education.
So far, ILO says families in about 50 brick kilns in the area have benefited. Now the workers have more confidence, knowing their lives are in their own hands. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.